This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Only one day is left for the campaigning to end. Polling in this phase will take place on Monday. Leaders of various political parties are touring states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi campaigned at Narayan Pet and Hyderabad in Telangana today. Addressing an election rally at Narayan Pet of Mehboob Nagar Lok Sabha constituency, he said the current elections are for the sake of the future of the country. Earlier in the day, he addressed a rally at Nandurbar in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister is now on a two-day campaign trail in Odisha. He is currently holding a grand road show at Bhubaneswar. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah campaigned in West Bengal. He addressed a public meeting at Ranaghat. Senior party leader also campaigned in Jharkhand. He slammed the INDI alliance, saying this opportunistic alliance did not do anything for the welfare of the tribals. On the other hand, senior party leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dumka. He also led a road show in Gurgaon. In Uttar Pradesh, today was a day of high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during the election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi jointly addressed political rallies. In Kannauj, both the leaders attacked the BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi in his address said the Congress Party will give financial assistance to farmers until they rise above the poverty line. He claimed the INDI alliance will emerge stronger in the state. Both leaders jointly addressed another rally in Kanpur district. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, came down heavily on Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He addressed another political rally in Bahraich. The Election Commission has dismissed the allegation raised by the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge about the mismanagement and delay in release of voter turnout data. In a letter to the Congress President, the Commission said the allegations are unwarranted, without facts, and reflective of a biased and deliberate attempt to spread confusion. He had earlier alleged discrepancies in voter turnout data released by the Commission and non-publication of registered voters in a post on social media. The Commission advised the Congress President to exercise caution and refrain from making such statements. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was released from Tihar Jail this evening after being granted interim bail by the Supreme Court till the 1st of June in the excise policy case. The Apex Court asked the AAP Chief to surrender on the 2nd of June, a day after the polling for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections is scheduled to end. Delhi Chief Minister had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. The Supreme Court also pointed out the Enforcement Directorate's delay in arresting him. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today ordered the framing of charges against former WFI chief and BJP MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh in the sexual harassment case lodged against him by five women wrestlers. Additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate Priyanka Rajput passed the order. The court has listed the matter for the official framing of charges on the 21st of this month. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of the killed Maoists have been recovered from the spot. According to senior police officials, the encounter with the Maoists took place in the forest near Pelia village in Gangalpur area when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was conducting a search operation in the area after an encounter that lasted for about 4 hours. Apart from the bodies of 12 Maoists, a large quantity of weapons and explosives have also been recovered from the area. Two security personnel have also been injured in the encounter. The Department of Telecommunications, DoT, has issued directions to telecom service providers for pan-India blocking of 28,200 mobile sets which were misused in cyber crimes. It has also directed to carry out immediate re-verification of 20 lakh mobile connections linked to mobile handsets and disconnect them failing re-verification. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 232 runs set by Gujarat Titans, defending champions Chennai Super Kings CSK were 34-3 in 5 overs in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, CSK won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.